Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The full number of historic sex offences faced by former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has been revealed. Amanda Ferguson's a reporter in Belfast. Good morning, Amanda. What do we know about these charges?
Good morning. Yes, well, everyone's aware that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson has stepped down as the DUP leader after he was charged with a series of non-recent offences. It was reported in the Sunday Life yesterday that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson is facing 11 charges, including rape, and he's expected to appear at Newry Magistrate Court for the first time on April the 24th.
And the charges themselves, I mean, they are very significant charges by the look of them.
Yes, that's right. And we do know that given the nature of this, it's a legally sensitive topic and there may be some changes to the charge sheet. So an official breakdown hasn't been provided yet. You wouldn't usually get that until a first court appearance. So, you know, it's possible that the PPS makes adjustments to the charges that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson faced. But certainly the Media House publication is reporting among the 11 crime charges, there's a single count of rape included in that. So it doesn't get much more serious than that. Obviously, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson has said through various sources that he will be strenuously contesting the charges, but the political ramifications of what's unfolded over the Easter week are being felt to this day, just ahead of the North-South Ministerial Council today, as all of the leaders from both sides of the border gather to talk about areas of mutual interest across the island.
I mean, it certainly won't be up for discussion officially, but the North-South Ministerial Conference in Armagh, it will be a case of business as usual. Now the assembly is back up and running. It's Leo Varadkar's final act as Taoiseach. I mean, they will hope to show that even in the vacuum in the DUP of leadership, that it is business as usual.
Yeah, I believe that the media operation will be a tightly controlled affair, and it remains to be seen whether the Deputy First Minister Emma Little Pengelly of the DUP will take questions, because last week the DUP were having very tightly controlled press conferences with only selected media outlets invited to attend to be able to ask questions. And at a PR event for the launch of a new vessel last week, the Deputy First Minister wouldn't take any questions and media weren't invited to that. But yes, you are right. This is the outgoing Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's final official gig in the role. As such, it'll be the first time that the North-South Ministerial Council plenary meeting has been in Armagh since 2016, back when Enda Kenny and Baroness Arlene Foster and the late Martin McGuinness were running the show. There have been virtual meetings that have taken place during the COVID pandemic, and the meeting's usually held on a Friday, so it'll be a short and maybe sweet affair today, as it's Monday, because the First Minister Michelle O'Neill and the Deputy First Minister have to be back at Stormont for various motions and questions. So the agenda that is expected to be the focus for politicians from both sides of the border, and we're expecting a full house of executive ministers and a big presence from political reps from both sides of the border. They'll be talking about things like finance and business and infrastructure and all those different updates on each of the North-South bodies that flow from the Good Friday Agreement.
Amanda Ferguson of Belfast, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.